Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Well, it looks like our version of winter is knocking at the door. Had a nice cookout and barbecue with our boy this past weekend, and he was pushing the low 70s, and next couple days we're expecting some rain and temperatures down into the 20s, high temperatures in the 40s. We're overdue for a little bit of winter. Hey, kicking our program off this morning with a little bit of road trip inspiring tunes from the boys at Road Crew 66. Joe and Woody and the boys. I want to thank them for putting us in the mood this morning. Hey, today I'm going to share the story of Needles, Arizona, and a little bit about Needles, California. For Route 66 enthusiasts, people know Needles quite well. It's kind of a beat-down, run-down old town with a lot of history that is rising from the ashes like the mythical phoenix. But it's kind of an interesting situation. When I was a kid growing up, we referred to it as Needless California. It was kind of in the middle of nowhere, and I'm an old desert rat. I've been out here so long, I'm one of the dry-roasted nuts. But that river country can just get just a tad bit excessive down there come summer. So, with that said, a lot of people know of Needles, California, but how many people know about Needles, Arizona? Well, the story starts in 1854. The survey reports of the Whipple-Ives expedition labeled the jagged peaks on both sides of the Colorado River near the site of present-day Topoc, the Needles. And that was the name that the Pacific Railroad Survey used as well. And because of that, the Atlantic and Pacific Railroad, which later became the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad, they established a station and construction community on the Arizona side of the river at the crossing there in 1883. They were building a bridge there. And a post office under the name Needles opened in February of that year. But in conjunction with plans for a construction of a division point, the railroad relocated the community to the California side of the river on October 11th, 1883. Now, this is where the story gets kind of convoluted and interesting, if you will. Okay, so now the name was used on the post office, and so letters are postmarked Needles, Arizona Territory. Okay, now they move the camp to the other side of the river, and the Arizona camp becomes known as Powell. I'm not sure on the name for that reason. There was a one-armed fellow named Powell, but he was a Civil War veteran that came later and explored the Grand Canyon. But as the population shifted north towards Hardyville, which is near present-day Bullhead City, and then Fort Mojave, Powell, formerly Needles, was slowly abandoned and the post office closed. Well, in 1903, there was a boom of sorts, and Needles, known as Powell, boomed again a bit, and they had to reopen a new post office. This time, they used the name Mellon. This was in deference to Jack Mellon. Now, he was a legendary steamboat captain on the Colorado River. Well, by 1909, that little camp was nearly abandoned once again, and the post office closed. There was a reversal in fortune in 1915, largely due to traffic on the National Old Trails Road, and the little camp again came to life. This time, the application for the post office was filed using the camp's original name, Needles. Well, needless to say, this caused a tad bit of confusion. The application was rejected because the small city that was developing on the California side of the river was using the same name. Well, for a brief time, while an appeal was reviewed, you could mail a letter from Needles, California or Needles, Arizona. With notice of the final rejection, the post office operated using the name of a station and siding established by the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railroad, Topok. Now, that's kind of an interesting word. Linguists believe the word Topok is a bastardized word from the Mojave tribe for bridge, which is rather fitting since the railroad built a bridge at this point. And, of course, the National Old Trails Road bridge was built near this point as well. Well, with notice of the final rejection, the post office operated using the name of a station siding, Topok. So the camp thrived as a river crossing. In fact, that's one of its primary reasons it survived at all during these years. Joe and Nellie Bush operated the Nellie T. Ferry from 1890 to 1914. And completion of the National Old Trails Bridge ended that enterprise. It's a little bit of one of those opportunities to fill your head with a bit of useless knowledge. The National Old Trails Bridge is still there, just south of I-40 crossing. It's now used to carry, since 1947, in fact, the decking was taken up and it was used to carry pipelines across the river. But in the 1940 film adaptation of The Grapes of Wrath, you'll see this bridge as Henry Fonda drives into California. Kind of a little tidbit for you. And the town kind of survived. I don't even know if I'd call it a town. The classic book by Jack Rittenhouse, a guidebook to Highway 66 that was published in 1946, he noted that the population was 52 people and that available services included a gas station, two garages, a cabin camp with store, and a general store. Today, it's a Topok Resort. Fun little place down there on the river. They've been talking about it for quite a few years, about building a hotel there, but they've not gotten around to it. But it's real popular, especially during the months of spring and summer. People can boat, take their boat up the river through the Topok Gorge, come down the river from Bullhead to Havasu Laughlin, and they have a place, a dock there you can and pull right in, right at the bar. Come in and have a couple beers. Great restaurant, lots of live music. But meanwhile, on the California side, we have the town of Needles, California, starting in about October 11th, 1883 is the date generally given there. It's when the railroad set up things. And the town is well worth exploring. Like I say, preferably in the months of winter or late fall, early spring, because it does get a tad bit warm down there. By tad bit warm, I'm not going to say it's hell come summer, but I bet you if you squint hard enough, you can see it from there. Lots of interesting stuff in Needles. One is the old El Garces. Unfortunately, it's no longer a hotel. In fact, it's pretty well gutted. But it was built in 1908 to replace an older wooden depot. And it was an expansive property. It was a division point on the railroad. The headquarters were there. It was a hotel, restaurant, and it's been pretty much gutted, but it has given a new lease on life as a visitor center. And on February 12th, if you're in the neighborhood, you might consider this one. The El Garces, the Needles Tourism, the Needles Visitors Bureau, the Historic California Route 66 Association, they are going to be hosting a Route 66 Byways get-together in Needles at the El Garces. Lots and lots of people showing up to provide information, artists, authors, I understand. Tourism officials from as far away as Atlanta, Illinois on Route 66 will be there to answer your questions, help with travel planning. And I'll be there telling people where to go on Route 66 as well as in the Kingman area, Western Arizona. And I'll be signing books, And so come on down. Should be a lot of fun. And take some time to explore. Needles has got a lot to offer. And it's really kind of surprising what most people miss by zipping through on the interstate highway. My recommendation, if you're coming in from the east, from Kingman, follow the pre-52 alignment of Route 66 through the Sacramento Valley, up over the twists, the turns of Sitgreaves Pass and the Black Mountains, through the ghost town of Oatman, the semi-ghost town of Oatman. And just to the west of Oatman, instead of continuing Route 66, go south on Boundary Cone Road and then follow US 95. It'll take you right into the old part of Needles. And if you go under the real narrow old underpass, all you got to do is turn left. That's the original alignment of Route 66, and you'll run right into the square, Santa Fe Square, and there's the El Garces. Museum's right across the street. Hey, I'm glad everybody could join us this morning. If you would like to be a guest on the program, just give me a holler. We'd sure like to talk at you if you got an event to promote, something going on in your community. And that's what we're here for. We like to tell people where to go, and with your help, we can do that. Give a shout out this morning to a couple of our great sponsors, Route Trip USA. These folks, if you're planning a road trip holiday in the United States or Canada, you need to start with Route Trip USA. These folks are specialists, have a great track record, lots of good recommendations, and they are specialists. They know the roads, and well worth the trip. And, of course, we have the delightful, magical, wonderful city of Tucumcari, New Mexico. Yeah, don't do it, just do a drive-through. You owe it yourself to check into the Time Capsule Roadrunner Lodge and spend a day exploring Tucumcari and some of the wonderful sites in the surrounding area. Upcoming odds and ends. Don't have a lot until next month, but if you go to the Jim Hinckley's America Facebook page, you will find an extensive listing of all the events, my appearances, classes I'll be teaching, community education programs, and other odds and ends that I'm currently involved with. And should be easy to find. And like I said, Jim Hinckley's America got a lot of great information on there for you. Well, today I have a full schedule that includes a lot of fun-filled activities, like a bit of dental surgery. Let's see how that goes. My friends, I want to thank you again for joining us this morning, and we'll do this again tomorrow morning for another episode of Wake Up with Jim.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed this morning. Take care and adios.